do 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 do. Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest-guided mapping expedition to the borders of human creativity.
I'm John, and this is my fault.
This is totally not my fault. Although I did provide some wine, so...
That's true. Excellent wine, by the way. Costco wine.
You are the only person I know, literally, in my life who would call that excellent wine. And I say that as someone who loves it.
Yes, it's. I mean, like, it's not good, but it is great.
It is like... It's like drinking sugar syrup that comes with your soda stream. That is what it is.
I mean,
you put it in the bottom of the glass, and you mix the soda around it, and then...
It's true. It is a Moscato. So, I mean, like,
it,
you know...
It is an exceptionally sweet Moscato, and I love it.
It's the best.
And that's why I had my roommate go to Costco for me and buy a bunch of it.
I need to maybe get my in-laws to do that.
Do it.
Because they have a Costco membership and go fairly regularly because they live near one. So, yes.
Candy wine can be yours.
I believe. Besha, how are you on this fine evening?
You know, I'm all right. This is going to be funny later on when we find out who our guest is this time. Had a dream.
Ah.
That I hope develops continuity, even though it was kind of distressing.
Uh-huh.
Because I was hanging out, I think I might have like won a competition to hang out with or something. My favorite songwriter, who is Sean Nelson from Harvey Danger.
Okay.
And you know, we were in a museum that was under construction, and there was a weird basement, and there was like an adventure thing, whatever. But I kept quoting his song lyrics at him, and I couldn't fucking stop. And I was so embarrassed for myself. And he was very gracious about it. Like, he was clearly over it, but was being super nice. And I imagine that's how he'd be, like, kind of.
I have to imagine that as well.
Yeah, it probably happens all the time.
Yeah, oh my god, that's amazing.
You may remember Harvey Danger from their song Flagpole Sit Up.
That's the only song of theirs.
That was their only big hit.
Yeah.
I went to their last show ever in Seattle,
okay.
And there was a girl sobbing during that song.
I would, yeah.
So I'm sure he gets people quoting shit at him all the time.
I can well imagine.
Flagpole Sit Up. How are you, John?
As of the time of this recording, the prophecy has yet to be fulfilled, but I imagine that when this episode is released, Lemon will have been born, and everybody will, everybody will know what the deal is with this baby that Mavis has been gestating for many months now. It's taken some time.
It's a secret.
Yeah, yeah. So, so that's probably where my life is going to be. I will have entered the baby dome. And we'll just see how that's been going. So right now, I feel prepared, though I am given to understand that this is perhaps a foolish thing to feel. So we'll just see.
You know, it's better than feeling frantic right now. You aren't prepared, but at least you're not agitated.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Is it perhaps time to introduce our guest?
Meanwhile, my dog and my roommate's dog are fighting in the background.
They're
so
cute.
Don't be alarmed.
They're so cute.
It's all definitely friendly. There's minimal actual face eating happening. Hello, guests.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank
you.
Sarah's back.
I'm Sarah again.
Yes.
Episode 2.
Incredible. The return.
The final frontier?
The return.
No.
The wrath
not the
of
final.
This would be the wrath of Sarah, technically.
The wrath of Sarah. Yes.
Or it would be Sarah into darkness. I mean, depending on.
No.
Yeah.
No. Dead to me.
Yeah, no. Very good. All right. Sarah, how would you describe yourself to somebody who did not already know you and would be much the poorer for it?
So I was a software designer for several years until I quit my job and went off the deep end and became a Kundalini yoga instructor. I like dreams and song lyrics, so I really love your story. And I have a dog who looks just like Falcor the Luck Dragon from Neverending Story.
That is entirely true.
Mm-hmm.
That is entirely true. Well, welcome back. If you are new to the show, and you are listening to it for the first time, here's what's going on.
Welcome.
For the past decade, I've been writing down literally every stray idea I've ever had the moment I had it, which has resulted in a pile hundreds deep. That's a lot of ideas. Are they good ideas? Is this a normal amount of ideas for one person to even have? More importantly, are there any ideas in the pile that someone else could pick up and run with? To answer these questions, Besha and I have invited Sarah to dig through the heap and see what she finds interesting for your entertainment, horror, or maybe even inspiration. Seriously, if you hear something you like, just grab it and go. I just like credit.
I want a cut.
What's first, Sarah?
Let's say, so for this one, I picked quite a few parks or business ideas that are amusing.
Okay.
So we could start there.
Let's do that.
Let's start with the dog park beer garden.
I mean,
that's my Friday night. Although it's usually a wine garden.
I feel like it should be relatively simple to set up like a beer garden like operation in a dog park. And just sort of like combine two things that people are going to do anyway. Mm-hmm. Especially in San Francisco, I feel like this is probably
a
no-brainer.
There is always somebody on Friday afternoon. There are always multiple somebodies on Friday afternoon at the dog park I go to with beer.
I mean, I love making walking your dog a social activity. Mm-hmm. You know, you just hang out there for like an hour and drink some beer with some people.
Exactly.
It's always so awkward when you're walking your dog, and I always pay attention to other people's dogs, but I never see the person. Mm-hmm. So I greet the dog and I'm like, hello, yourself, whatever, blah, 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 and like have this whole conversation with the dog.
And yes. Some dude
who I may not recognize who his person is. It happens all the time. So why not flip that a little bit? I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I figure this would also be a good way for a city to make a little bit of money, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, a liquor license, maybe they take a cut of the I mean, who knows? I don't know how this shit works, but somebody else does, which is why I want someone else to run with my stupid ideas. Well, in this case, brilliant.
It's brilliant. Eulogy for Johnson.
You know, I love it.
Excellent.
So the next park, let's go with a Seven Kingdoms amusement park.
Okay. So this would obviously be something that HBO and George R.R. Martin would both have to buy into, because mm-hmm. it would need, you know, like, it's a Game of Thrones amusement park. Mm-hmm. And I don't, like, that's about as far as I got. Like, I had, like, some vague ideas for maybe, like, a, you know, obviously there'd be a dragon-themed roller coaster, right?
Yes, and the wall can be, like, a slippy slide glass sculpture thing.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there would maybe be some kind of water park element, you know, to represent like the like Pike and like where the Greyjoys hang out, like mm-hmm. you know, or like I don't know, like some kind of giant squid themed ride.
This is made for this. Or like, what was the name of the town that Arya hung out in for a while and learned to become a badass?
Oh, Braavos.
Where you go under the dude's legs and like yeah. it already looks like a theme park.
That would be maybe how you enter the whole yeah, and then mm-hmm. or maybe like, you know, you enter the park and you're at King's Landing.
I think you have to start in King's Landing.
Yeah.
Like you're a villager in King's Landing or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
And there's food courts or whatever.
I mean, I feel like the only thing is that I don't know how you would prevent weirdos from, like, because we both know it's a super rapey show.
It could yeah. get really bad. There's a lot of ways it could go wrong.
That's a concern I have.
Yeah, so that's the only thing that I don't know how to resolve. And quite frankly, this idea may be beyond my abilities. Like, I feel like I would want somebody there to kind of, like, check what I was coming up with, because I know as a dude, like, I'm just not, like, I don't have the machinery to correctly process what might turn out to be really terrible. I mean, obviously there are some things, you know, you can't do, right? Like
have sex with your sister.
Yes, exactly. Nobody's gonna be doing that. There's not gonna be any kind of like wife auction or whatever. I don't even remember
the beheadings.
Yeah, the beheadings would also
continue at noon. Please, can you go to a red wedding though?
Oh,
you wear a poncho. It's like being in the first front row, the first few rows of Point Break Live. They're like, we're gonna need you to sign this waiver.
A murder tour of Westeros' greatest hits.
You know, it starts out sounding like a really good idea.
I actually am completely sold on the red wedding. So,
and then you go to Red Wedding.
I mean, it may be, yeah, this is the kind of
music. Oh, you've got to have something in it for the teens. The little kids are all going to be like, woo, dragons!
Yeah.
And the teens need their, like, gory...
Is it?
No, I don't know.
Is it possible to restrict an amusement park to 18 plus?
I'm sure.
I mean, like, but I mean, I'm sure that it could be done, but would it be financially, like...
Dude, that is one of the main reasons I do not go to amusement parks, is because there are too many children in it.
But there are so many children that they're financially successful.
Yeah, I mean, so that's really the question, right? Like, I don't know. Knowing nothing of amusement parks and the logistics is proving to be a bit of a hamper.
Your amusement park design career.
Yes, exactly.
Like, the only two times I've ever been to Children's Fairyland, once was an adult-only art night, and the other was your wedding.
That's true.
In which I nearly got kicked out for sliding down the dragon slide.
Oh, right.
And screaming, because it was really fast!
Well, that's why they don't want adults going down it.
It's really scary.
That's why there's a sign.
I almost died.
Yes. That's why there's a sign.
I nearly died.
Don't go down it. You're a grown-up.
I'm like, what? Kids do this all the time. I'm going to do this. It's going to be fun. Oh my god, I nearly died.
I'm glad that you did not.
Me too.
But really,
or I did, and this is all a dream.
I mean, fair.
Also possible.
Yeah, that cannot be mathematically excluded. That's fair. All right, what's next?
All right, the final in the trifecta of business theme parks, the Fifth Element theme park.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right?
I feel like we talked about this.
Nobody put
their name on it, so I grabbed it.
No, we've definitely talked about, like...
The Fifth Element in general.
Mass Effect theme park.
That's true.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, I feel like there's a lot of properties out there that deserve theme parks that just don't get them. Like, I want this one primarily for the Zorg ZF1 firing range.
My favorite.
Like... Just, you know, like, you just get to go nuts with simulated weaponry. You know, like, yeah, there'd be all kinds of, like, great shootouts. Like, one of those, like, they put you on, like, some kind of, like, barge, and you, like, just go floating down, and it's a small world version of the cruise ship on Flossed in Paradise, and you just, like, blast bad dudes, and, like, at the end of it, there's, like, a score. I want to do that real bad.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a simulated explosion, you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah. I would play that in a heartbeat.
To get in, you have to buy a multi-pass.
Obviously.
Yes, and you have to... Yes.
There's a raffle, and if every hour or something, whoever is... Their number comes up, gets this radio DJ following them around. And what's your name? Which gets broadcast and recorded, and you can buy it. It'll be amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Imagine, though, like, you would probably need... Okay, so... Assuming the park was open for, let's say, 10 hours a day, you, like, from 10 to 8 p.m., let's say, you would need to get 10 different actors to be Ruby Rod.
Just follow people around.
Well, because they're...
Oh, yeah.
Because his shift can only last for 1 hour. Because that amount of energy is not possible to put out for more than an hour.
I'm sure plenty of amusement park employees do a lot of coke.
Yeah. Exactly.
You have to filter for that kind of personality, but people can do it.
Yes, yes.
I can't do it.
I couldn't do it, yeah. Or I mean, no. Your Red Bull budget would be very big, but you know what? Worth it. Worth it.
My personality is more the Bruce Willis, where I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. We get along.
Yeah, and if for some reason you feel tired, you want a nap, you know, they put you on...
Yes!
Right, in one of those little sleep pods things.
Push the button.
Ooh.
God.
I want that in my life.
Yeah. There's definitely a ride where you can fly around in little cars or taxi.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And, like, honestly, like, the admission...
All the park concessions are little flying carts.
Flying...
Yeah.
Noodle carts.
And, you know, I mean, like tiny Roombas are... I mean, that's canonical in that world, right? The entrance to the park, like, you know, like where you buy your tickets, is, like, those airline ticket booths, and you just walk past a big pile of simulated space garbage.
Simulated.
Yeah. Because why not?
Space garbage.
Because, God. And Tricky is there for no reason. I want that. No, I want that in my life.
Yeah, me too.
Perfection. All right.
Perfection. You guys, John has a new term for cooking.
Uh-oh.
No, John.
It is participating in artisanal microcrafting consumer culture.
John, we've talked about this.
I mean, it's true, though. You have to admit it's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I feel like this is a new term that I feel like should just... instead of
doing the Napoleon Dynamite sigh,
instead of cooking, you are participating in artisanal microcrafting culture. It just rolls off the tongue. It's no,
it's the whitest shit I've ever heard in Poland.
No, but what I like about it is if we could find a reframe for cooking that I could actually get enthusiastic about, I would really be grateful.
Mm.
There's just something, like, all of the things in me that are counter to this idea of everything about cooking, like keeping my fridge and pantry stocked, grocery shopping, spending the time in the kitchen, like, you can't even do it while sitting down.
Yeah.
You have to be standing for hours.
That's true.
And you can't...
I'm so...
Look at other things while you do it.
Yeah,
really?
I'm so over it. I'm so... I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. But I love food. I really do. And I have to cook now because I am glutarded and dairy intolerant and all of these, like...
It's true. Yeah.
Things that, like... have completely taken out all of the convenience foods, and eating out is just a pain or a minefield, and
yeah,
my stomach is just sensitive as shit, man. And so I have to watch every ingredient that goes into my body. And
but
so
you are
cooking,
crafting artisanal,
crafting artisanal consumer whatever.
Yes.
Microcultures.
Yes.
Microcultures.
I can,
yeah. If you can make it into something, like, because I love doing meticulous things like drawing or, I don't know, like, doodling. Can we make it somehow related to doodling?
Probably. I mean, I will say that I don't enter the kitchen unless I've got a podcast on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I love cooking, but that's because I get to catch up on my podcasts, which, admittedly, there's too many shows I listen to. But yeah, that's what I dig the hell out of it. But
that's pretty good. How do you not screw everything up when you're
that takes practice? Unfortunately, it took me a while before I was good at cooking. Like, I'm good at it now, but there was a while where I was less good. And
that's me right now. Less good. I am in the dark times of less good cooking.
But you will get good at it
if I can get over the hatred.
Yes.
And get in the practice.
Yes.
So we need to come up with a term that I can, like, get excited about.
I mean, the past me already took a swing at it. Mm-hmm. And that's the best that I think that I would be able to do on short notice. But check back in with me.
Okay.
And perhaps I will have come up with something.
All right, next time you're in the kitchen creating your artistic genius, let me know how you would describe it.
Can do.
Okay. Meanwhile, a photo shoot idea.
Okay.
Of me cooking in the kitchen, caption, something has gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, I just want to do a photo shoot with the theme, something has gone horribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means exactly. I think that would be left up to the interpretation of, like, the photographer or the models or, you know, like, whoever. Like, I just want to see what that looks like. That was really all I had. Like, I don't know. Like,
something,
you know,
has gone horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Calendar.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And maybe some of the situations are obvious. Like, I don't know. This is a horrible one, given your situation. But like, lady's legs, doctor all gloved up, looking at the floor,
oh God,
in consternation.
Really,
and then maybe some of them are just completely inexplicable. There's a fish.
I feel like there was a Russian photo meme, now that I think about it, that, like, dealt with something like this, but I don't remember it with enough accuracy to really be able to tell you what was going on.
Hmm.
But yeah, something has gone horribly wrong. The photo shoot is that's all I've got. Some of these ideas are fragmentary at best.
So this next one, whenever I read it, my brain switches one of the words, and it works both ways.
Okay.
So what you wrote is, AI, for reconstructing internet drama timelines.
Okay.
And what my brain reads it as is AI for reconstructing internal drama timelines.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay, right? So sometimes, right, we've been all been on Facebook groups, or let's say Facebook groups, or mm-hmm. it used to be message boards, but these days it's Facebook groups, where something dramatic happened, but you were not there for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to ask everybody else, hey, what the fuck happened today? Because a lot, like, it would take...
There are going to be a lot of opinions.
A lot of opinions, but also whoever is going to take the time to answer you, that's going to be a long time typing, right? They'll be like, well, this guy said this, and this guy said that, but then everybody
else...
Someone
posted this fucking photo.
Yeah, exactly. But then there were screenshots, and then there were five other threads, and these ones got locked, and then the mods came in, right?
Yeah.
What if there was an AI instead that could read all of this shit and summarize it to you?
Just like a 3-minute video?
Oh, not even that, but it would just... It would something that's smart enough to, like... to process language, but also subtext.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it understands chronology. So it would simply just lay the whole thing out for you. Like, here's what happened. You know, like, 8:41, this thread is posted. Here's what, you know. Like, and it just gives you a summary. It bullet points the whole thing for you without you having to, like, go through and read it all. And because it's an AI and doesn't feel feelings, and also that's
it
its only fucking job.
As objective as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. It will be objective, but also quick. And no human has to suffer.
And it needs to be able to cache all of the posts that the mods go into delete, because otherwise you are not going to understand what happened.
Right, right. So yeah, so that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's an AI for reconstructing internet drama. Although, something for reconstructing internal drama timelines as well.
Yeah.
Which is also why I picked the idea. It's a product.
Okay.
Born to Fret. Patches. Tattoos. Which.
Yes. That's all I got.
I'm going to make a shirt that says
yes,
this.
Exactly.
That's so good,
yeah. A shirt just says Born to Fret.
It needs to exist.
Oh my God.
Speaking of internal drama.
You are a designer, Sarah. I feel like this is something you can execute on. Yeah, and I think that you've got at least two customers right here.
This is going to happen. I'll write this down.
Please do. I think we may have I don't think this is like the first time we've seen it, but I think we've seen now an Idea Factory giveaway guest actually take an idea
and run with it. So there is a button that I almost got, but I ended up getting one that said Sick Club for people with invisible illnesses.
Oh.
Do you have the Sick Club one too?
No, I have invisible illnesses.
Sick Club. It's on Etsy. But they also do one that says Anxiety Alliance, which I love.
Fantastic.
But I think Born to Fret is more catchy and sounds like something you might want to...
No, I'm like, on that.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm gonna ping you in, like, I don't know, a week or a month or like mm-hmm. how long... Okay, great.
Yeah.
This is going to happen.
It's happening. I have in my Etsy shopping cart a patch that says sensitive as fuck. I haven't pulled the trigger yet, but I'm like, I think I need it.
That's great.
But I also need Born to Fret.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else in the hopper?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we do.
Mm-hmm. We have another product.
Okay.
And I think this is relevant and timely. Yes, actually, it's a new edition. You added it in September 3rd, 2017.
Okay.
It's fairly recent.
So this means I should know what it is.
A cryptocurrency called Woke Points.
That's it. Yeah, that's all it is. If there should be a cryptocurrency, we should call it Woke Points.
Mm-hmm.
And people should just buy it. And so that way you can say, like,
You just buy it, you don't get awarded
cookies.
Yeah, but then you'll be able to say stuff like, oh, you know, like, I bought this shirt, it only cost me, like, 0.576 woke points.
I think there should definitely be a system for being rewarded woke points.
No, because I think the whole idea is that woke, like, in this case, woke points are a thing that you literally just can buy. Like, they're meaningless.
Oh,
but you get to like transact for things using them explicitly. Like, right? Like,
oh, I bought this with work points.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Where it's like, oh, you want this? Oh, that'll cost you. Like, that's going to be at least 2 work points. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's just see it. I wanna see it. I don't know shit about cryptocurrency, but I feel like this is something that I could, that, yeah. If not me, somebody else, right? Listeners, please. Somebody make this happen. I will buy 0.01576 woke points just to have some.
No, I seriously think that any cryptocurrency is kind of woke points in a way. Like, if you own Bitcoin or Ethereum or something already,
yeah,
like, you're, you know, above and beyond 98% of humanity.
I don't know if woke is the,
yeah, in some way,
in some fashion,
in some,
yes,
way of, like, intelligence quotient,
possible
or technical something.
Yes,
something.
I know at least 2 people.
Mostly just need to have money and access to the internet.
It's occurred to me that I know at least 2 people who work or have worked in cryptocurrency, and I will approach them with this idea.
You should.
Incredible.
More further research needed. Is there, like, can I put that in the notes? Do you,
sure,
ever go back,
yes,
to these and, like, more,
yeah, no,
follow-up
just, but,
research?
But, you know, I mean, like, it's possible. I will certainly when I go to edit this episode, so, yes. What is left?
My final idea for today is a story.
Okay.
Aliens who walk among us wearing suits like we do with pandas.
The suits.
I was just curious.
Are the pandas on the suits?
No, no. But you know, how, like,
when
you're raising a panda,
yeah,
you have to put on a big old panda costume.
You have to be a fake panda.
And
that's,
like,
what you mean.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, what if there are aliens that walk among us right now and they're wearing human
literal
suits?
Literal human suits.
You know,
yeah.
Like, I mean, I admit that this is an old idea, but for some reason, like, I'm picturing these human suits as, like, fairly shoddily constructed. Like, you know, like the panda suits are not like they would not fool us, right? Because we know that they're not real pandas. But I wonder if the pandas are even fooled.
I don't think the pandas are fooled. I think you're just trying not to get them habituated to the way humans look.
I got it. Okay.
And
but
yeah,
like, yeah, but so for this,
out with
this story, it's just like, yeah, aliens just, like, wearing sort of, like, ill-fitting, shoddily constructed human suits.
Speaking of, at our last episode, we spoke about Doctor Who. I believe that was an episode, one of the Christopher Eccleston episodes. With it's the first one where we meet what's her name, MP for Clydesdale North.
Yeah, I know.
Who
I think
ends
you're
up becoming
right.
The prime minister? Is the aliens are literally wearing human suits, and when they all get alone in a room, they start to, like, unzip them. And
yeah,
they fart constantly, and they're like, "Oh."
I think I remember this one. Yes. Yes.
It's horrifying.
In that case, maybe...
It's
possible that Cassidy
similar.
May have stolen this idea subconsciously.
They're not as shoddy as the panda suits, though. And they're kind of like... There's some kind of, like, fun extra-dimensional technology going on because they are actually bigger when they're out of the human suits.
Yeah.
I like the idea of little aliens.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There's something weird. There's 2 things. One is there's another idea that you must have had as a follow-up to this one that I didn't add, but I remember it, so I'm just going to pull it out. It was humans raised by aliens wearing human suits.
Yeah.
So, clearly.
It all comes together.
Yes.
And the other thing that this is reminding me of is actually a dream that I had recently where my friends were wearing these weird plastic human suits, but, like, they had... It was like a cosmetic thing. You put this human suit on as if you were wearing makeup.
Okay.
But they looked all very the same, you know, like really plasticky faces. And then I had a second dream where I was in a car with some friends and the car went off the road into water and the water was full of these alien suits, but they were gigantic.
Oh, God.
So I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but I would... I mean, going back to the dream that you had from the last episode, I would watch that.
Yeah.
I would definitely watch that happening, just because I feel I want to see that imagery.
Mm-hmm. It was really creepy.
Incredible.
Really creepy.
I see that a lot on this show, but damn it, a lot of really incredible stuff happens.
It's true.
Speaking of which, it is now time for one of us to give a terrible recommendation or showcase an idea our guest has had. Have you had any ideas that you would like to get out into the world? And if not, that's okay. Most people don't. So we, you know, or like they have trouble thinking of them on the spot, you know? I mean, like, it's...
Okay, I will tell you an idea because I dreamed about it last night.
Brilliant.
I dreamt about it last night.
You dreamt.
Past tense.
Yeah. Yes.
A movie that somebody needs to make about... it's a love story, and there's... It's kind of a romantic comedy, and there's a cute girl who meets a boy, and they hang out in their apartment making a movie. So it's a movie about making a movie.
Okay.
And the actor and the actress are playing the love interests, but it's the director of the movie who falls in love with the actress.
Oh.
And there's a swing set, and it's really high up in the sky, and at one point she falls off, and... It's really scary because we think that she may have really seriously injured herself, but she didn't. And then you go to Brooklyn and film the rest in somebody's apartment. And I'm not sure what the storyline is, but I've given you a rough outline of something.
Amazing. This actually prompts my terrible recommendation, which is a movie that you will find on Netflix called Embers. It is very much like it's a science fiction type story, ostensibly. It's a post-apocalypse. There was a thing, it was like a virus of some kind, and people have like it basically gives everybody the thing from Memento. But it's not a good movie. Like, it's very much like an indie film. And so, like, literally nothing happens in it. Like,
terrible.
I watched it with some people, and we got about halfway through, and we were like, what the fuck are we doing? And so we started just skipping through the rest of it.
Time in our life
like,
that we'll never get back.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, apparently it won a bunch of awards because, of course, it fucking did. But, yeah, I, if you would like to be frustrated or just want something to make fun of, go ahead and watch it. I think that you will... I think that you will have a time.
Terrible recommendation.
Yes.
Terrible.
Besha, do you have a terrible recommendation of any kind?
Just finding this podcast anywhere that you find fine podcasts.
Yes.
Like.
Oh, wait. We should tell where we are on the internet first. Yes.
Damn. I got really excited. Okay, my terrible recommendation is follow me on Twitter at Besha. B-E-S-H-A.
Incredible. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram as Ferocious J. The word ferocious, the letter J. That's also where my newsletter is. It's tinyletter.com/ferociousj. It's got collections of interesting articles I found on the internet, links to things I've made, and a couple of dedicated rambles, one of which I just call #DadThoughts. I send it out when the show updates, and I do guarantee it's exactly the kind of thing that you can happily read over breakfast or while you are bored at work.
Brilliant. And you can find me, if you ever wanted to, on the social media as Sour Jane, SourJayne.
You can find this podcast anywhere the fine podcasts are provided, not sold. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Google Play Music. Whatever platform you're using, please consider leaving us a nice review or a rating, as it helps more people discover us and increases the chance of one of the ideas you've just heard actually being picked up by somebody out there.
Thanks, and remember, if you've heard an idea you like, go ahead and do it. I just want credit.
And a cut.